With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A new poll finds the GOP is viewed more favorably than Democrats.
According to the poll, voters by a six-point margin have a more favorable opinion of Republicans than they do Democrats. And that's in part because many Democratic voters are disaffected with their own party. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters view the Republican Party favorably, 44% view the Democratic Party favorably. Ken Lorman reporting.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. has the legal right to deport pro-Hamas student organizer Mahmoud Khalil after he committed crimes during anti-Israel demonstrations at Columbia University.
We don't want those elements in our country. So not only have we done it, we're going to continue to do it. And we're going to improve the way we screen people for their visas, by the way. It's amazing some of these people ever got in here to begin with.
The White House condemning the rise of vandalism of Tesla cars and showrooms.
Attacks on Elon Musk's electric car company are cropping up and have been on the increase since the CEO became a controversial advisor in the Trump administration.
And that is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Legendary boxer George Foreman has passed away. Back in a 2016 interview, he reflected on the famous Rumble in the Jungle fight that he lost to Muhammad Ali.
I think Muhammad Ali and I did something for the world because people Saudi Arabia, China, Japan, all over Africa, Europe, they all stood up at weird hours of the morning and night to see that fight. And they looked at it from Africa and they saw two men contending. One was supposed to win and the other had no chance. And they were shocked to see the Muhammad Ali win that fight.
Foreman passed away at the age of 76. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on a new study that asks, are Americans getting more rude?
A lot of Americans say yes. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 47% of adults believe society has become generally more coarse and rude since the pandemic. Americans who answered the survey mention a surge in foul language and impolite behavior in public. Is it a sign of the times? Hard to say. But in Matthew 24:12, Jesus warned there would come a day when, quote, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration wants United Nations agencies that receive or disperse U.S. funding to explain what they're spending that money for. One questionnaire has been sent to the agencies, including questions about a wide range of issues, including whether they provide any abortion-related services or do work on DEI or so-called gender ideology issues. This is SRN News. Authorities in Florida say they finally have the evidence in a luxury jewelry heist.
Authorities say a man stole four earrings worth nearly $770,000 from a Tiffany jewelry store in Orlando last month. Police caught up with the man some 340 miles away in Washington County. That's when authorities say the man told a state trooper that he should have thrown the diamonds out the window. And he asked the trooper, "Am I going to be charged with what's in my stomach?" Police recovered three of the diamond earrings, but had to wait a little longer for the fourth one, which...
That is correspondent Donna Warder reporting. Rick Pitino and John Calipari, a pair of basketball lifers who are more alike than they care to admit. The Hall of Famers will renew their occasional rivalry today when Pitino's second-seeded St. John's faces Calipari's number 10 seed, Arkansas, for the chance to advance to the NCAA tournament's Sweet 16. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.